Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, November 17th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And we've got local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Looking at some news reported by Bailey Duran at the Cortez Journal. Police seized a shotgun from a man near Kemper Elementary. That happened earlier this month on November 8th. As police were dispatched to the area about 10 a.m. on that morning after a call made regarding a man potentially carrying a concealed weapon. Officer responded to the call, said in the incident report that upon arriving, he saw the male carrying a long, rigid object in a sweatshirt while walking down the street. The officer got out of the patrol car and ordered the man to put the object on the ground. After removing the sweatshirt from the firearm, the officer observed it to be a 12-gauge shotgun. When asked why he was carrying a shotgun, the man told the officer he was taking it to a friend's house to sell for $50. The officer explained that he had raised an alarm as he was in close proximity to a school, and him being that close had raised that alarm. After calling dispatch, the officer was told that the man and the gun were clear. He didn't have any felonies or warrants, and there had been no past incidents involving the shotgun. The measurement of the gun, though, later done by the officer, found it as qualified as an illegal or dangerous weapon, so the man was cited with that possession of an illegal or dangerous weapon and carrying a concealed firearm. So something that raised alarms, and Cortez City Police responded, quick and painless incident.
It's good work.
Yeah. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. The latest out of the Bureau of Land Management Moab Field Office, they're seeking public input during a 30-day comment period on a proposal for exploratory drilling northwest of Moab. The proposal from American Potash LLC will drill four exploratory wells on federal lands in Grand County to obtain geologic data about potentially valuable potash deposits and other associated mineral salts. The proposed wells are located about 27 miles southeast of Green River, also 21 miles northwest of Moab. The Moab Field Manager Dave Powell said that the BLM manages lands for multiple use and sustained yield, providing opportunities for responsible mining and energy development. In a statement again, he said that the public can help inform those multiple uses by providing detailed comments on environmental analysis for proposals such as this one. He says they appreciate input and feedback to improve the analysis and help inform the decision for the project. Again, you can comment online. Also, emails can be sent to comments at blm_ut_mb_comments@blm.gov. Again, folks can provide their comment on that proposed exploratory drilling. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings coming your way. How's your morning been, Bill?
Oh, it's been great. We're just hanging on to those last incredible days of fall. You just know it's going to get cold and storms are going to roll in soon, but boy, it's just beautiful right now.
Yeah, it is. Yep, but yeah, it doesn't seem like it's that far away. We'll get some snow on the ground, and yeah, should be.
We'll be thinking back of, oh man,
so nice.
I wish it was like it was on November 17th.
Yep. Well, very good. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? We'll go ahead and take another quick break. We'll be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on chefs and Bayou brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Winter is upon us, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to fight off the cold. From ice melt to snow shovels and space heaters to heat tape. Say goodbye to fall with big sales throughout the store, like 25% off all outdoor patio furniture. And announcing the gigantic bucket. On November 24th, everything you can fit in your bucket is half off. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Walker's True Value. Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, November 17th, 2023, 9:17 a.m. on this Friday morning. David Boyle in the studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got some news, including the latest out of the San Juan School Board, where members of the school board received an annual enrollment report at their November 8th meeting. Total student enrollment in the district was reported as 2,831, a decrease of 50 students district-wide. That figure is also the lowest district-wide enrollment numbers over the past decade, with a 10-year average of 3,021 students. School with the largest enrollment drop was Blanding Elementary, which saw a decrease of 27 students. Sabiniskay Elementary saw an enrollment decrease of 19 students, with 18 less at Monticello High and 15 less at Monument Valley High School. The schools with the largest enrollment increase was Monticello Elementary School, which had an increase of 10 students. The district report also listed the number of ethnic minority student enrollment figures. The district has 1,690 ethnic minorities enrolled in the district. That's a decrease of 48 students from the year previous. At the meeting, Superintendent Christine Fitzgerald also presented the Utah State Board of Education report for the district and students. Fitzgerald noted that the report cards are no longer presented with a letter grade, but rather points awarded in various areas. As part of the school district profile, Fitzgerald noted the district's improvement in teacher retention rate of 67%. Fitzgerald also noted that 78% of teachers in the district have 7 or more years of teaching experience. The report also showed that greater than 90% of students in the district are economically disadvantaged. The district was rated in different categories at the kindergarten through 8th grade level and the high school level. English learner progress was placed in critical needs category for both elementary and secondary groups. Achievement was rated as developing in both elementary and secondary groups, with Growth given the highest rank of exemplary for both elementary and secondary schools. Post-secondary readiness was rated as typical. Additional details on the district store and the reports and the reports for the individual schools can be found online at reportcard.schools.utah.gov. So that'll be interesting. Again, they changed that from that letter grade, you know, that students are so used to seeing on their report card, A, B, C, and instead of giving these points. So right now, you know, your comparison isn't as easy when you change the rubric or how you grade that. But it'll be interesting to see how the schools change from year to year and where they improve and where they will need to improve.
Yeah, you know, it is fascinating that they eliminate a letter grade. Of course, you're distilling so much information into a single letter grade, but that's what teachers do every quarter. You know, students are used to getting grades, and schools got grades for a while, but not anymore. You know, it's interesting to me that teacher retention, longevity of teachers, I think that probably is one of the absolute most critical factors in success of a school, is the longevity and continuity of your teachers. And to increase that across the board is really an indicator of moving in a good direction.
Yeah, that's a huge thing, you know, teachers being involved and knowing a community and, being around for several years and getting a feel again for the community and the curriculum. And, yeah, that's a great sign that teachers are happy and that the community's happy with their work as well. So, yeah, I agree. That's a metric that Superintendent Fitzgerald was very excited about as well, and shows some success for the district.
That continuity of teaching and expectation of students. You know, you've got three kids, and if the oldest one is in a certain teacher's class, that same teacher's there a few years later, they know what to expect. And anyway, that's a good measure to see increasing.
Yep. Yeah. District happy to see that. Of course, enrollment down again. It's decreased by less than 200 over the average over the 10-year, but it is enrollment is decreasing, so that's interesting to see.
Yeah, it's a pretty steady decrease too. I know Monticello High School is at the lowest numbers it's been in years and years and years, but I understand, just looking at the pipeline, the elementary school and LaSalle School that feed into Monticello, this will be the lowest year and it'll start to increase again in future years.
Yeah, it's interesting looking at those numbers. You know, obviously it shows you, kindergarten, there were, you know, I don't know what the number is, but, you know, at X elementary school, there were 20 kids in kindergarten last year, and there's only 10 this year. So that's a decrease of 10, but that's not the same grade. You look at first grade this year, which were kindergartners last year, in a lot of categories, there was a little bit of growth.
Yeah.
So generally maybe seeing, you know, fluctuation in population generally.
Yeah.
Definitely an interesting figure to continue to watch.
Yeah, the Monticello High School junior class is in the 20s. It's one of the smallest classes ever. And but the first grade class at Monticello Elementary School is significantly more than that. So anyway, it's just interesting, these enrollment figures. And of course, so much funding is tied to enrollment, tied to attendance, and of course you have the more students you have to a certain point, the more diverse and rich your instructional classes are, and so increasing numbers over time is what you would like to see, but we seem to be on a declining numbers right now.
Well, very, very interesting. Enrollment important around the area. That was actually a discussion at the latest Dolores School Board meeting. Bailey Duran with the report for the Journal. You can read it in full on the latest edition of the Cortez Journal or online at the-journal.com. But that was part of their conversation at the Dolores School Board meeting. It was reported that members of the Dolores School Board and members of the community are a bit disheartened by the kind of absenteeism they've been seeing in some of the Dolores schools. The school's planning to create a plan to address absenteeism at the root cause and will develop policies that are specific to the rural schools. That was part of their discussion. At the meeting, members of the board also discussed the voter approval of ballot issue 4A. That's the $11.2 million bond to build a new school in Dolores. The superintendent, Reese Blinko, said he would begin working on the best grant application to submit in 2024. That's the Colorado Department of Education best grant that would provide $18 million towards a plan to build a new high school and renovate other areas of the district campus. Again, those grants are a big deal and can, again, like I say, $18 million provided by the Colorado Department of Education up against the $11 million bond that voters passed. So, you know, more than 100% of their funds are being matched in Colorado.
Yeah, that Colorado fund is really a nice engine to drive school, new schools, too.
Yeah. Yep. So, again, you can read that additional details in a really good report there by Bailey Duran of the Cortez Journal. Check it out in the latest edition of the Journal for a lot more information on that meeting and other news in the area. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Really glad you joined us this morning. Now, of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there will be three services today. Longtime Monticello resident Ron Johnson passed away on Veterans Day, and funeral services are this morning at 11 a.m. in South Jordan, Utah. A celebration of life for Kay Parker of Cortez will begin at 11 a.m. this morning at Ertel Funeral Home, and memorial services for Kirk DeFond of Moab begin at 3 p.m. this afternoon at Spanish Valley Mortuary. On tomorrow, there'll be funeral services for Nelson Cowboy at 11 a.m. at the Blanding Arts and Events Center, and we just got notification of that. So services for Nelson Cowboy tomorrow at 11. There'll be a celebration of life service for David Lee Hune tomorrow at Cortez Elks Lodge beginning at 1 p.m. A celebration of life for Cortez resident Tammy Lynn Lobato will be held at 4 p.m. on Monday, that's November 20th, at the Lewis Areola Community Center. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those families at this time. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. Be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.7.
Fall in love with your internet and spend more time doing what you love this season with Emory Telcom. As always, there are no term contracts with Emory Telcom, and you get free installation and equipment. Plus, qualifying homes can save up to $30 off their monthly bill, and all new customers get their first 2 months free. Give Emory Telcom a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelcom.com. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Rick's class of Moab extends sincere best wishes to all the Red Rock 92 listeners this holiday season. Family owned and operated since 1981, Rick's Glass has always strived to provide the very best service to the Moab community. They are your source for windows and doors, shower doors and mirrors, and auto glass and paint. Stop by Rick's Glass for a free scenic calendar to start your year off right, and find them on the web at ricksglassmoab.com. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from Rick's Glass of Moab.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Introducing new winter hours at Wagon Wheel Pizza in Monticello. We're now open from 11:30 to 6:30 Tuesday through Saturday for dine-in or takeout. Wagon Wheel Pizza, featuring hand-tossed pizzas, calzones, turnovers, crispitos, and sandwiches, all cooked to perfection in our stone-baked oven. Drop in and see us on South Main in Monticello or give us a call at 435-587-2766. Wagon Wheel Pizza, serving great food for almost 40 years. Come enjoy a great meal today.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, November 17th, 2023, 9:31 a.m. on this Friday morning. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport and Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Bill, it's Friday, November 17.
Yeah, what was that lead-in music we just heard?
So that was Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John. That was the number one song on this day in 1961.
Wow. Man, that's going way back. We may need to call 1961 number one hits oldies rather than classic hits. But Big Bad John. Well, that's awesome. Also, number one song on this day in 1984, 39 years ago today, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. That's a song that you'd hear on Red Rock quite often. Today in history, it was on this day in 1973 that President Richard Nixon held a press conference and said, "I am not a crook." Anyway, it's kind of an interesting day in history. The first film adaptation of the Twilight Saga premiered today in 2008, and in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger was inaugurated as governor of California. So anyway, kind of an interesting day in history. Today is National Testosterone Awareness Day. Like, we need to be made aware of testosterone, but maybe we do. I've got some 7 ways to naturally boost testosterone for those of you who need to naturally boost your testosterone. Get some sleep, better nutrition, less stress, total body workouts, avoid estrogenic foods, have a supplement, and lose that belly fat. So anyway, that's what we're thinking about today on National Testosterone Awareness. Maybe a better day more suited to the Red Rock Country. It's National Hiking Day today. Man, I'm jealous of someone who's going on a hike today. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's great weather for hiking out there right now. Birthdays today, actress Rachel McAdams is celebrating her 45th birthday today. Movie director Martin Scorsese is 81 years old today. He's made more than 40 movies, including Goodfellas, Raging Bull, Taxi Driver. Currently, Taxi Driver. I need to slow down. And Taxi Driver, Killers of the Flower Moon is currently in theaters today, and that may be on our Thanksgiving week list of movies to see.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm not looking forward to it at the same time. Incredible story.
Yeah, yeah, really interesting story.
Yeah.
And, you know, really some history, you know, that has impacted the Red Rock area, you know, about the start of the FBI, you know, and its work on tribal lands as a law enforcement entity. So, yeah, very, very interesting. Yeah, I'm anxious to see it as well.
There's that, and then the new Napoleon movie's out, and maybe I'll see two movies over the next 10 days or so. It's that
this
time
guy.
Of year. Late singer Gordon Lightfoot was born today in 1938. He just passed away in May. He'd have been 85 years old. Actor Danny DeVito was born today in 1944. He's 79 years old. And this is interesting to me, at least. Historian Shelby Foote was born today in 1916. He passed away in 2005. He was from Memphis, I think. This historian, a Civil War historian, relatively unknown until he was included in the Civil War documentary by Ken Burns. Man, and he just had this incredible voice and storytelling ability and retention, and was really an important part of that immensely successful documentary. A few years ago, the Knives Out movies, they came out, and Daniel Craig plays this detective. And my wife and I saw it and just racked our brains. Who does he remind us of? Who does he remind us of? Then saw an interview with Daniel Craig in which he said he based the character's voice and mannerisms on Shelby Foote. Anyway, So happy birthday, wherever you are, to Shelby Foote. Local birthdays today for Sharon Hollingsworth, Cindy Ballard, Brittany Rowley Brooks. We've got weekend birthdays coming up tomorrow for Vance Westcott, Teresa Frazier, and Katie Veach. And birthdays on Sunday for Dr. Terry Cook, Casey Randall, and Dr. Mahana Fisher. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a shout-out on the morning show, give us a call. We're glad to do them. We're at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a great birthday weekend. Hope you make it a good time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got the job fair, including an addition to the job fair this morning. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs, full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. We'll go ahead and send you to the rest of the job fair and be back with the sports report on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour, depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, prosecutorial assistant, and corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marking coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Perron role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Official ballot for the town of Bluff, Utah, November 21st, 2023. Dot is go ati lil biji birake. Nal sos bad atigi in zonsko, yin chunko, do okot ego in lago, alt esaka hotso, nat ani, nal sos ilini ya atahal yaniki, bil kodilne, bebeish behane, din ashtra ashtla ashtla, se beetus tra naki. Naki tra kindanaj ja go da inishigi la city kindashaja benat ani di na hago e di not ani itot lesbini ye na kiko pa at ato biji da bakaki e Jennifer Davila Britt Hornsby Gary Lichtenstein Wes Shook.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Winter sports are going to start getting underway in earnest for Utah teams this weekend. We did have one event last night, and unfortunately, the San Juan girls basketball team suffered a tough loss to Emory in their season opener. This weekend, the San Juan boys team will open their season with a trip to Hurricane to take on the host Tigers and Wayne Badgers. The Monticello, Monument Valley, and Whitehorse girls teams are all at the annual 1A preview in Richfield this weekend. Monticello takes on Bryce Valley and Wayne. Monument Valley will face Paiute and Milford, and Whitehorse plays Panguitch and Bryce Valley. The Grand County boys are on the road to take on APA Draper on Saturday. And of course, there's one fall sport holdout. The number one ranked Mancos football team is set for a huge matchup in the Colorado eight-man semifinals with the number four Lions Lions. That's right. That one kicks off Saturday at 1 p.m. in Mancos. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Lion Lions coming to town, Bill. I guess they should maybe head over to Beaver and take on the Beaver Beavers.
The Lion Lions and the Beaver Beavers. That would be a matchup.
Yeah.
Semifinalists in Colorado and state champions in Utah.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of news and sports report. We did have one item. We had thought that maybe someone from the Red Rock team would be going over to broadcast a San Juan boys basketball game. That is no longer the case. We just finished a long football season, and so we're going to miss...
They're still recovering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, StreamUtah.live or Picture at Palmer, they're not able to make the trip either, so we're taking a breather this weekend.
Yeah, Rhett was planning to go and hoping to go, but then reality hit and hit hard, but... Anyway, yeah. So no high school basketball yet.
Yeah, but we're broadcasting. Yeah. Obviously, games are already underway.
Scores of games before the season's over, but we're just delaying the start of our seasons a little bit.
Yeah, those kids, you know, I mean, I don't know what, you know, it's different, you know, going from football to basketball. I mean, they don't get tired, but we broadcasters do. So
well, I think they get tired, too. That first game of the year after a state championship football season.
I don't think Anthony Doan, you know, he ran around there, got some interceptions,
he
you know,
good he game
had some
too.
Good hits. He's just ready to start start playing basketball.
I think San Juan is more likely to have some pulling guards than from some point guards tonight. You know, you got to put that aggressiveness down a little bit.
Yeah.
It may take a while.
Yeah. Good luck to Coach Nelson in his first season. Very good. Good luck to the Broncos and all the teams. It's the girls 1A preview, so we've got Monticello and Whitehorse and Monument Valley all playing in the Sevier Valley Center this weekend, so that should be fun too. Yeah, great weekend of sports ahead.
Yeah, boy, we just jump right in too. It's exciting. Yep. Winter sports season. And anyway, bring it on, but not this weekend.
Yeah. Well, good. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. NFL teams in action this weekend. The Arizona Cardinals are in Houston taking on the Texans. That kickoff is at 11 a.m. And then the Sunday night matchup is in Denver. The Broncos hosting the Minnesota Vikings at 6:20. Timberwolves, they're pretty playing pretty good, but I don't think they would do so hot.
Well, it's the Broncos in the Broncos will be playing basketball. San Juan Broncos.
Yeah,
football
man,
team.
I'm getting all sorts of mixed up. Let's take
away.
Boy,
all of a sudden, Denver Broncos, who early in the season, they had, you know, this game with Chicago to determine who the worst team in the NFL is. But the last 2 weeks, they defeated
Kansas City and
Patrick
the Bills.
Mahomes and Josh Allen. Man, the two best quarterbacks in the league by many accounts. But go Broncos.
Yeah, they're having a good turnaround. Hopefully they can keep that rolling Sunday night. Very good. Well, we've got regional sports. We've got NBA, our regional teams in action this weekend as well. Denver's in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans at 6, not the Saints. And then Sunday night, Denver is taking on Cleveland Cavs at 4. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Suns and the Utah Jazz, they're doing battle. Two games in Utah this weekend for the Suns. They're playing tonight at 8. And then Sunday at 6, so a doubleheader there type deal for the Jazz and the Suns. So good weekend for regional hoops fans.
And maybe for some sun sighting in Salt Lake, too. I imagine they'll stick around.
Yeah, yep, yeah, maybe go to Park City, check them out, see if they're hanging around Saturday or downtown Salt Lake, I guess. Very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us this morning. Reminder, morning show sponsor. We've got a word from a sponsor, Redtail Air Connections. That's right. They offer weekly air service out of Moab through the Canyonlands Field Airport, and that service goes to all the way to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com. Again, that's FlyRedTail. .com. You can also give them a call to get your reservations or questions answered. You can call 435-259-7421. Again, that's flyredtail.com. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. That's going to do it for the sports report and with this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.